I have two dogs, two pet dogs. I suspect many of you have a pet dog as well. That doesn't necessarily mean that I want to take my dog to work or that I want to be around my colleagues with their dogs at work. There has been a push in recent times to encourage employers to allow their employees to take their pets to work. And I know some workplaces have a take your dog to work day. Other employers, yes, not a lot, but some, are actively encouraging their employees to bring their dog to work in a workplace, whether it's an office or a shop or a restaurant or a factory, as long as it's safe. Look, personally, it doesn't sit well with me. Maybe I can be convinced. Kathy Capellas-McLeod is a dog behaviour consultant and an expert in this field. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Clinton. Thanks for having me on your show.
This does seem to be a trend, and I've read about it, some what you'd call forward-thinking employers encouraging their employees to bring their dogs to work. Why do you think this trend has emerged?
Right, yeah, it is common, isn't it? Very much from the dogs, as we know, dogs and cats, who knows, maybe people bring cats into work too now with our discussion, but dogs are very much a part of our household. Lots of folks these days too are opting for skipping the children side of things and having dogs, and that's their third child. So certainly with my clients, I'm seeing a lot that have got multi-dog households too. So I can see why the trend is there, and I do think it's an admirable idea, but even as a dog lover, I find there's pros and cons. I find there's some cons associated with this.
You see, I've got two pets, and I would feel uncomfortable if the person sitting at the desk next to me had their Great Dane sitting by them.
And this is one of the things that we have to consider. You know, who decides what dog comes into the office? And what will those decisions by the supervisor suggest to the employee with their gentle natured Great Dane? Says you can't bring it because it's intimidating to your workmate who's alongside you there. You've got to think about what's happening to the equilibrium in the workplace, and will it create hatred?
What if, in terms of employees being able to concentrate on their work, if they've got a dog, even if it's not particularly loud with its barking, but it's, you know, it's sniffling away and carrying on with its own business, some other people could find that quite a distraction.
They will. And look, and dogs will vomit, you know, they'll vomit and it'll happen on the spot. So what do you do when you... I know, we've got... This is the thing. This is how my mind thinks, because I'm a dog behaviour expert. So we've got to think dog. So I have to think about all the things that can go on during the day, including an office. And a dog might find a new piece of furniture quite tempting to urinate on. So you might have some, you know, confident female dogs or the male dogs will cock their leg. What are we going to do with that? What about when somebody puts their banana peel or their half their sandwich in the bin, and dogs are scavengers.
Dog
I don't blame
in.
Them. Oh my gosh, you know, like, where does it stop? What happens if somebody quickly backs up out of their chair to get something while they're on the phone or the computer and they trip over a dog? What do we have in there? Workers' compensation claims.
It opens a Pandora's box. Now, Kathy, though, as a dog lover, what would you see as the positives being from bringing a dog to work?
I think the positives are, if you do have a dog that, this is a positive and a negative, but if you've got a dog that's actually got separation anxiety related issues and you're not able to take it to a doggy daycare or have a family member look after it, and you've got some pretty nasty neighbours, I think that reduces anxiety for both the dog and the person. However, the negative part of that is that the person's then not actually addressing what it needs to do, and that is giving some independence to the dog. But that can be a positive to begin with.
Yeah, if a dog, and I've had experience with separation anxiety with our dog, with my wife, but not myself. But
sure,
if you take that dog into the workplace and it suffers from separation anxiety, is that going to make it very difficult for that particular worker to get on with their job with the dog constantly, for instance, sitting on their lap?
Well, the funny thing is, it depends on how clingy it is. Some dogs are just happy to see their human, and they don't even have to be alongside them or touch them, as some, because there's different levels of separation anxiety, as some can do. So if you've got one that's just quite happy that their owner's in sight, we've still got a negative there. They have to go to the toilet. They might have to have a meeting, etc. So when those individuals will be out of sight. But the positive thing is that actually it does alter the mood of a lot of people for the better, as long as you're not a dog hater or a fear of dogs. dogs is a, I know, so otherwise it's going to have the negative effect. But the positives certainly are that it is good for our health, for those of us that there are dog lovers, and fortunately most of us are. We can't say everyone loves dogs or everyone loves cats, etc., because not everybody does. So it's just more about thinking about everybody in the workplace and just a little bit more deeper thinking about whether this is good or not. At the moment, my beautiful Siberian Huskies are molting, and they just have to walk past you, and you've got a little bit of hair, or a little bit of hair, quite a little bit more of hair than the little bit of hair left on your clothes. We've got to think about, oh my God, you're just about to go into a meeting, and you know,
and you're covered in husky hair,
husky hair, whatever it might be. So I might be upset if my boss, if I worked in an office, said, no, you can't come because your dog is shedding fur.
Yes, Cassie, I'm not convinced the workplace is the right place for a dog, I've got to say. Just on another point there, you mentioned fear, that some people have fear of dogs. That was something I had when I was little. Now, I didn't grow up with an animal, with a dog or a pet. Perhaps that was part of it. Is it a large percentage of the population are fearful of dogs?
I do see them, and the one that's really interesting is adults. My clients open up to me very well, and they said as a child, and it's not always that something has happened to them, but the number of that have said to me where they've had a frightening thing happen. It might not have been much. It could have just been a dog just barked at them. So, and the motivation might not have been bad, but this has left a mark, and for years they've actually not gotten a dog in the family. So it is out there, and you still see a brave factor coming into these adults where their partner perhaps has been the one who's pushed for a dog, and a little bit of reluctance on their part because of this fear as a child. So I see quite a lot of that, but it's good to see people coming out of their shell because it's no mean feat for some folks, and depends on what's happened too.
And how do they deal with it? Are there simple ways, if it gets to the point where you're an adult and you do have a fear of dogs, are there simple ways to deal with it?
There is. It's always good to have great experiences with whatever it might be. So come across perhaps family or friends' dogs that you know are what I call bomb-proof, that you just know that, my goodness, for something bad to happen, you know, it's just a rarity. So a dog that's going to provide a good experience, one that's pretty calm as well. So even though you can have some very nice-natured souls that are a bit ADD, maybe those characters can just hold back a little bit, and we just need the nice, calm ones when someone can perhaps pat the dog, and the dog's more than happy just to stay put and be quite benign in its response.
Great advice, Kathy. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Clinton. Bye.
Kathy Capellas-McLeod, who's a dog behaviour consultant.